And advice to dairy farmers from the Ministry of Primary Industries has gone down like a proverbial cup of cold sick. Late this afternoon, dairy farmers were told by government officials that if they get COVID, they have to get their neighbour to milk their cows. Well, perhaps that's not the actual order. They might like to reach out, I think that's how they say it these days, to their neighbours. Well, Jason Herrick is Federated Farmers Southland Dairy Chair, and he's with us now. Hi, Jason.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, and thank you for joining us at this hour of the night too. Would you normally be in bed at this time?
No, not always. Most of the time I'm still doing shit around the farm, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, working on the farm. Okay, so how liable is this to work that you'd be able to say, oh, yeah, you know, mate, across the neighbouring farm, come and look after my cows or whatever I'm farming because I've got COVID?
Well, obviously, MPI and the government aren't living in reality at the moment, are they? Because we're all short-staffed at the moment. Under the pump, it is calving and mating. We really don't have the time to pop next door and help the neighbour out at this time of year. That's all there is to it. So, you know, I think they just need to wake up a wee bit.
So why are you short-staffed in the first instance? Just a lack of seasonal workers?
Just a lack of workers in the country, full stop. So, you know, we've had... but we've been short-staffed for quite some time since the border shut down, and we haven't had any workers come in, and we've had an absolute ton leave in the last wee while due to not being able to see their families. So, you know, they haven't seen their families for 2.5 to 3 years, so they've decided to hightail it to better opportunities in Canada, Australia, or they've gone home.
Right, greener pastures. So tell us about the meeting this afternoon, Jason. What happened?
So we had a meeting on Monday evening with Primary Industries and Fed and Dairy NZ, and they pretty much told us at that meeting that if someone got COVID on your farm, that the possibility was pretty high that the milk company will stop collecting your milk because, you know, it is a community disease and, you know, it has to be notified. So our biggest concern at the moment is people actually not saying anything or getting tested if they suspect that they have COVID, because they don't want that that debacle of the tanker not turning up and they have to dump the milk. And in my position as a shear milker, I'm 100% responsible for all milk downgrade or loss of milk, so I'd have to reimburse the owners if it had to go down the drain. So
would you? So you would, if it had to go down the drain because you got sick. There's two things here. One is that you think that a lot of people in your position might just try to work through it and not notify anybody that they have got COVID, number one. And number two, that if that's the case and everyone found out that they had COVID, then you're liable for the milk not being collected?
Correct. So that's in any contract milker or shear milker's contract. We're still... looking into the legality of that because it's out of the shear milkers' control as well. So we're just getting some advice from lawyers on that one. Because it's COVID, there's nothing covered by insurance. So insurances aren't going to cover loss of milk or business interruption because it's COVID. So, it is disappointing that our government is putting the heat on us. Like my biggest question for this was, why now? Why did this question not come up last year when we went into the first lockdown, when COVID first got to our country? We've only just been notified about it now. So, you know,
no word then.
No word then. So why now? What is it that the government's after? You know, we've been absolutely bombarded by regulation and compliance from the government in the last 12 to 18 months, and it just keeps continuing. It's almost like they really despise us, to be honest.
From Federated Farmers' perspective, did you, ask the government what might happen in these scenarios last year? Did you say, look, this, or just, you know, you didn't get round to that aspect of it either?
We didn't even think of it, to be honest. Like last year, if you got COVID, you were able to isolate at home. Right now, they're whipping people off to MIQ. So we have asked the government the question, what do we do if a farmer gets COVID? And no one's come back to us with an answer, pretty much. Because it doesn't just only become a issue with not being able to work the farm, it becomes an animal welfare issue too. because you imagine the cows not getting milk for days on end, the poor girls would be bursting at the seams, and not to mention all the animal welfare issues that go on at this time of year. So we've got to keep our finger on the pulse, and you know we can't afford to take days off or time away from the farm because it's so important that the animals get well cared for.
Well, the government is saying, MPI, Karen Adair from MPI, said, like other businesses, it's important for farmers to have business contingency plans in place. That's number one. And to ensure that the welfare needs of your livestock were cared for if you or a member of your staff got ill. So is that fair enough?
Again, where is reality in their wording? You know, they're just not living in reality. It's all right for a business in town, the likes of a restaurant or a cafe. They can just close the shop and walk away. We've got living animals that depend on us to eat and feed and drink and so on. And we're providing for them 24/7. And where are the people going to come from for a contingency plan if someone on my farm got sick with COVID? There is none. We are short-staffed now.
Okay, so right, we've looked at the problem, we've highlighted the problem. From your perspective, what is the solution? What do you want the government to do?
Well, farmers are very proactive and very inventive. The milk companies have stated that they will keep collecting milk for now, encouraging people to report it because that's the status quo. Everybody's saying, "Oh, I'm just not going to report it if I get sick." So. What I would like from the government is to make a commitment. Like, if a farmer gets COVID, he can isolate on his farm to make sure that the farm stays running, and you know that we're connected by health officials via telephone or internet or Zoom or whatever, just checking in to make sure we're okay, and so on. Because this time of year, farmers don't want to leave their farms. We're calving and we're lambing. Arable guys are flat out trying to put crops in the ground. And get things prepared, because if they miss the boat now, and we all miss the boat on things, then it's detrimental for the rest of the year.
Okay, so you want to be able to isolate on the farm. What about just as a little side question, if you did get COVID or one of your workers got COVID, wouldn't that be sort of like detrimental to how people would perceive the milk coming from your farm?
Well, you see, I would like to know how the milk would get contaminated for a start.
No, I'm not saying that it could, but you know what I mean? It's just a mindset that consumers might have.
100% agree with you. It's up to the milk companies and so forth to be stringently testing. Like, we get tested on our milk quality all the time, every day without fail. It has to be absolutely perfect quality going to the factory. If it's not, we get downgraded and we get penalised financially for it. So, same deal. You know, if we could be running these new antigen tests into the country, the government would allow those sorts of things to come in, other things in place to reassure the public that that their product is safe heading to the factory. The other thing too is, why do we even pasteurise milk? And the process of it going through into milk powder would kill anything going through there anyway.
Makes sense.
You know, so pasteurisation and the process of turning it into milk powder would kill anything going through the factory anyway. It's just keeping people safe, the likes of the tanker drivers and the guys at the other end taking the milk and processing it. So
yes,
we've got to have protocols in place. Then there are measures set down by Dairy NZ on their website on how to keep things safe and how to keep things clean and sanitised and so on. And if COVID does start running and rampant around the country, I'm sure farmers are very inventive and they'll make sure that things stay safe and the quality of the product still remains the same.
So the one thing you're calling for is just to be able to self-isolate on the farm?
Yep, and just be a little bit realistic with things, you know. It's easy to say, oh, we'll just stop collecting the milk. But, you know, it also has an environmental impact if we're dumping the milk as well. On one hand, they're trying to tell us to be more environmental. On the other hand, you know, there's this potential. So they've just got to be a wee bit more realistic with things and think about things before they spout out and say it, pretty much.
And what about the vaccination rates among farmers? Have you got any intel on that?
No, I don't. I don't follow that stuff very closely at all. I personally believe it's up to the individual to have that choice. If they're going to force people to do things and you know, make it mandatory, I think they'll get a lot more fight back from people who are just dig their heels in the ground and you know, they've got to start working with people rather than telling them.
Do you think that there'll be a lot of farmers who won't want to get vaccinated? Is that what you're saying? Who don't believe in it?
No, definitely not. I'm not going to get vaccinated myself for personal reasons, for medical reasons. I've had that advice. I'm not against vaccinations. I do get all my other vaccinations every chance I get. But the problem with this time of year is they're expecting farmers to go off farm to get vaccinated. You know, and from what we hear on the ground from people that have had the vaccinations is they can be crook for a couple of days. We can't afford 2 days crook at this time of year, so we try to avoid the flu as much as possible, which is why we get the flu shot every year. We can't afford to take 2 days down because that's a lot of time that we can, you know, lose things.
Now that's only a few people. I can't speak for everybody, but you know, the majority of people I've spoken to have not been knocked out for a couple of days. With vaccinations. So perhaps that's plan number one, get vaxxed, you know, and so that you are looking after yourself and in respect of actually getting COVID that knocks you out, you know, knocks you back.
Yeah, totally. And, I mean, it's up to the individual on what they choose. I think if you force people, they'll only dig their heels in some more.
All right, then, so where to from here? So will you be speaking to the government further about this?
Oh, we hope so. You know, I'd like the government to be a little bit more proactive, like the question has been asked, and the government haven't come back to us yet. So, I'd like the government to stand up and actually come up with a plan, because we're not hearing many plans at the moment.
But let's just clarify, the plan is you just want them to say, we can self-isolate.
Yep, self-isolate on farm.
Right.
So even when we went into lockdown, we were using our farm bubble. So, you know, we could still work, we could still take care of the stock, we could still do everything we needed to do on farm without having to leave any boundaries.
Well, but I have to say that, you know, if you got COVID and you weren't vaxxed, you didn't have your double shots, you know, it'd be worse than 2 days down. You'd be in a real state with that.
That depends on the perspective. If you look at the stats around the world, not everyone who gets COVID gets really sick either. So it depends on the individual. If you're nice and healthy and believe that you, going to look after yourself, then for me, it's about protecting me. If COVID comes, I'm just going to shut the borders of the farm and I will remain where I am.
So that you're not infected
for the rest of them.
Right, so nobody else is going to get it. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because that's one of the key things too. It's not so much about you, it's about other people who, you know, might succumb to it.
Oh, totally, 100%. Yep.
All right.
I do believe that we haven't had, the government hasn't prepared our health system for this either. You know, I read today from our local MP that the Southern DHB has decreased in ICU beds rather than increased. So, you know, where's that heading?
Well, they say the opposite, but there you go, you're at odds. Jason, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate your time.
No, you're welcome.
That's Jason Herrick, Federated Farmers Southland Dairy Chair.